Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The three resounding storylines of the Weinstein Report. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Wednesday was truly a jaw-dropping day at Carolina when former federal prosecutor Ken Weinstein revealed his independent investigation into the UNC academic scandal that was Much to Do About Athletics and a staggering lack of oversight. Truth may be stranger than fiction, but this one reads like a novel. First, as we suspected, the main culprits of the AFM abuse of power and responsibility were retired administrative assistant Deborah Crowder and deposed chairman Julius Nyangoro. But how Weinstein explained Crowder's misguided motives seems somewhat noble, if certainly regrettable. As a student at UNC, Crowder apparently felt like she did not belong among the best and brightest that Carolina worked so hard to celebrate. She wanted to do something about the less educated who were admitted, and thanks to Nyangoro's absentee management, she was allowed to do it in the most fraudulent of ways. How it happened and who was involved clearly indicted Carolina football, most rampantly in Butch Davis's program, where there was little subtlety in steering a relatively few players to these soulless paper classes that Crowder scheduled, forged, and liberally graded to keep the players eligible, sometimes instructed specifically by advisors in the corrupt athletic academic support system. The paper trail seemed so pathetically easy to uncover. Memos to turn your papers in before Crowder retires to get the grades you need to be eligible for the season. While women's basketball was apparently complicit to the core, thanks mainly to one adjunct staff member, men's basketball will leave the media and anti-Carolina fans with the most questions. Weinstein found no one to corroborate Rashard McCants' claims about the paper classes he took and the charge that Roy Williams knew all about it. Nor did Weinstein find any reason not to believe the testimonies of Williams himself and his two academic staffers at the time. But the big question will now lie with the NCAA. If players who have been identified, if not revealed in the Weinstein report, did bogus work and got bogus grades, will that rise to the level of cheating that will render those players as ineligible in the eyes of the NCAA? And will the 2005 national championship eventually be vacated? That's the biggest reason the Weinstein Report may only be the beginning of the end and not the end. This is Archansky. See ya.